Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the Christmas Kid singing Deck the Halls, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Promise Kept, from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
And you maybe read and even saw a movie about the Chronicles of Narnia. Well, this is a story. This is a reflection C.S. Lewis wrote about Christ. For He is the King. And where He comes into your life, He brings good. He brings blessings. He brings the joy of the Lord. Amen. And so it's said in Narnia that if the lion is not there, it's always winter and it's never Christmas. Lord, have mercy. God forbid. A few days of the wind blowing and it got down to whatever it got down to, and we was all ready to move south, weren't we? I used to love cold weather, and it doesn't bother me, but boy, when that howling wind starts cutting through your clothes and getting through your flesh and getting down to the marrow of your bones, it gets cold, doesn't it? Amen. And I tell you, we just started, and I'm already saying, God, please hurry up and send spring. Amen. But could you imagine where, you know, we lived in Florida 2 years, never a cold day. And you know, basically the sun shone about every day, in one sense of the speaking. You may get rain come in, but somewhere during the course of that day, potentially the sun would break through the clouds. And we enjoyed living there, but you know, I miss the seasons. But now we might have that warm weather back. Amen. It's pretty neat. Even when we lived in San Antonio, we had a few cold days, but it was pretty pleasant and nice weather. You know, but think if that's all we had, and then think about if we never had Christmas. Now, I know maybe some of you are sitting here or watching by television today, and you may be saying, well, you know, I'm the original Scrooge. I'm that green guy, the Grinch. I'm not looking for Christmas. I'll be glad. I've seen some of the posts that people put on, and I've listened to people. I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be glad when it's first of the year. I'll be glad. I hope that 2017 is going to be better than 2016. Don't build your hopes up. Because each day, though, is a day of grace from God. And if you're looking for nothing but bad, guess what you're going to get? Nothing but bad. But I'm going to tell you, in every day, in every cloud, you know, God has a blessing for you. And you can trust the Lord that He will bless you. Thank God that we have a Christmas to celebrate. And thank God today, thank the Lord. I looked at the weather forecast for this week, and I tell you what, we got some nice warm weather coming. Amen? It's even balmy outside today to some degree. Well, if it's been 10 degrees, this feels good. I don't know about you. It doesn't bother me. Amen. I'll take it. But what this cursed world would be like if there was never a Christmas? Think what this world would be like if Christ had not come. And so, when you don't have that, you have no hope today, you have no positive future, you have no forgiveness given, and there's no joy received. And so, it becomes then very bleak. But what would it be like if the message of Christmas was sent, and it was never believed and it was never received? Let me tell you, if you're sitting here today and you've never asked Christ into your heart and your life, you can celebrate Christmas and all the things that the world perceives as Christmas, the materialistic side of it, but you have never really understood, received, and experienced Christmas in your life. So therefore, we are to believe and to receive the message of Christmas. Turn to your neighbor and say, Merry Christmas. Not happy holidays. Oh, Lord, I hear somebody say, Merry Christmas. Because it's all about Christ. Amen. That God the Son made of Himself nothing. Did you realize that? He became sin who knew no sin. Christ, who is the high exalted Son of the living God, sitting on and controlling, involved in the very creation of heaven and earth. This same one who is the second person in the triune of God. He became nothing. Where in our nothingness, we could become something. And not just become something, but we could become somebody going somewhere. I know where I'm going today. Do you? I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And so He made of Himself the form of a servant, being basically born in the likeness of men and found in human form. I said in the likeness of men. You say, yeah, but He was fully human, wasn't He? Yes, He was, but He was sinless. He was the sinless Son of God. And this proclamation is the promise that is found in Luke chapter 2. People have a distorted view. In the 10 o'clock service this morning, we talked about the latest craze within the ranks of Christmas about the nativity. Now they're not so much concentrating on taking the nativity scenes down. Now they've come up with the hipster Christmas. Have you seen that? Do you know what it's about? Have you got that, Cynthia? I know, honey, I know. But these folks need to know this. And there's a lot of this going on. And what it is, it's totally removing Christ out of Christmas. Well, what happens? The three wise men arrive on Segwigs. You don't have to look for it. And they're carrying in their arms, they've got orders from Amazon.com. There they are. There's your wise men when the world's perception of what Christmas is now. Three dudes on a Segwig, and they've got Amazon.com deliveries under their arm. Come on! Are you kidding me? And then you look at the shepherd. Have you got him? Okay. Bring him back. There's a shepherd. He's keeping up with his social media account. And whether it's Facebook or Twitter or tweeting and burping or beeping or whatever he's doing. And the cow is 100. I'm glad you said that, Sheila. The cow is 100% organic. No steroids and no antibiotics. And that's what we've got. Oh, that's not all there is. Now you flip into and you look, here's the manger scene. Mary and Joseph taking a what? Y'all do it, don't you? Come on, admit it. Y'all do it. You grab that cell phone, you hit the right button. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not doing the smile routine. You know what we're doing? We're doing the what is called the duck. You know what the duck is? Come on, y'all. Y'all not that ancient. Poking those lips out. You are not a duck. So stop poking your lips out. I'm a duck. And I'm original. Amen. But I'm not walking around with my lips poked out, okay? We need to get a grasp on this. I tell you, we have absolutely taken the meaning of Christmas and desecrated it and pulled it down to the level of man. And folks, this is not Christmas. Pull your dress up, woman, for Pete's sake. Yeah, just give me the peace sign. Well, as a matter of fact, Lewis, I was passing by your area and I noticed there was something big on one of your neighbor's houses down the street from your house, and you can see it from Lakeside Drive, and it was a peace sign as big as that stained glass window. Peace. I double-checked the address because I drove by there to make sure it wasn't your house. Amen. Yes, upside down. See, we look for peace, we look for promise, we look for the Christmas message in all the wrong things. And so here's the proclamation. We find in this promise that was given, and this promise that was proclaimed, and this promise that was kept, we find hope in the midst today of the sorrows of our life. Hallelujah. I'm glad we have help today. We not only find that, but we find strength in the middle of our difficulty, in the midst of things that we face. You know, maybe you right here, right now, are going through some difficult times and places in your life. Maybe you're struggling in life. Let me tell you what, God today can give you the help that you need, even in the most difficult times of life. He is your strength, and He'll bring you through whatever you're facing, and He'll give you joy, not only for the future, but He'll give you joy in the present. You've got the joy today of the Lord living within you if you've received the Lord. Yeah, but preaching, you know, times are bad, times are hard. You know, we're going through all this, and I don't have this, and I don't got that. You know, have you ever considered what you do have? You've got the joy of the Lord living within you today. And let me tell you what, you didn't buy that at the mall. You didn't buy it online from Amazon.com. And you didn't get it at Walmart. And you didn't get it by any other means. It came through the birth of a Savior. And it came through the receiving of this Savior into your heart and your life, that you've been delivered by the hand of God. And so today you've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. You are the dwelling place of the living God. You are the temple of God. Therefore, He says, glorify God and give Him praise. For He is today become your Savior, your Lord, and your Master. And you've got reason today to shout the victory because you've got God on your side. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew gives us, and you go back to Matthew, it basically, and we talked about that this morning in 10 o'clock service, about the genealogy and the fulfillment of the law and the birth of Jesus and the lineage of Jesus. And it's really interesting if you'll look at the line of Jesus and where He came from. They are not the ones that would be in Fortune 500. They would not be on the list of who's who. They were basically common people and people that were sinful people. But I'm glad today He came to deliver all people. Amen. Then you go to the Gospel of John, and you find here's a cosmic picture of what John proclaims by declaring, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then today, Luke's Gospel is written, and it comes to the poor and the lowly. You may today think, well, that's not me. Let me tell you what, we're all wretched, blind, and broken one day, and we needed Jesus Christ. And He came, and thank God He came into His own. And today we can receive Him as our personal Savior. In Luke's Gospel, the angels show up, and it's not in a temple setting, and it's not in a beautiful setting.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.